Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. I have a very special bonus episode today. I was invited to speak at an incredible conference, probably one of my favorite audiences of my life. And it was an event for my friend Lewis Howes, and he does this School of Greatness conference. And if you're not familiar with Lewis, he's been on our show. I think you must be familiar with Lewis at this point, but he's been on our show with an interview with Lewis and Jay Shetty. You can go check it out, but he's a real brother to me. And he invited me to be on his stage at this incredible event. I changed the talk outline 24 hours before, and that was a good idea because it was one of the most beautiful divine downloads. This talk is about believing that you are worthy of your big dreams and desires. And you'll walk away from this bonus episode with this incredible ability to recognize all of the subconscious beliefs that might be keeping you stuck in patterns and blocking your ability to attract more and manifest success and manifest what you believe you want, but maybe the belief system isn't ingrained yet. And this episode will really, really shift your belief system so you become a magnet for what you want. So listen up, people. Stick around all the way to the end. It is absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy the show. I was thinking about what I wanted to bring you guys, and I had a whole talk, but then I scratched it yesterday and started over. And I did that because I was on TikTok, and I was just scrolling through. If you saw the feed that comes up for me, it's babies and dogs and motivational speakers. And so I'm looking through my TikTok, and I see Oprah come up, and it's a video of Oprah giving a motivational speech. And at one point, I'm thinking, you know what? I really want to share this message that she's got right now with my TikTok following. So I do this thing called a duet. Now, if you're not like a TikToker, you don't know what a duet is. But I press this one button, and then all of a sudden, my face is up next to Oprah's. And she's giving her motivational talk while I take it in. And it's my way of sharing her message with my crowd. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm just taking it in, and I'm feeling Oprah's vibes. And at one point, she says, "We will manifest what we believe." Of course, I know this. I've written 9 books about manifesting and attracting and believing. But in that moment, something hit me. You know, when you hear something just a little bit different and it comes through strong. And I said, you know what? That's what I'm going to bring today. I'm going to bring belief.
that we will manifest what we believe. But the biggest thing that's blocking us from stepping into that truth is the belief. And I know I'm not unfamiliar with lacking belief in any way, shape, or form. I 17 years ago would never in a million years have believed that I would be right here, right now with all of you, that I would have had the career I've had, the life that I've had, the husband I have, the child I have. Nope, never would have believed it. I think my way back to that girl, 24-year-old girl, with a stack of self-help books next to her bed, her journal in her hand. And I can think about how her belief and her faith were stronger than her fear. And in that experience of knowing that she could transcend that addiction, that she could transcend the traumas of her past and step into the light of who she was here to be.
I'm going to take a quick break for one of our sponsors, Splendid Spoon. Here's the deal. If you're anything like me, you don't exactly have a lot of time to prep a meal or get things ready for your family or for whoever else you're feeding. And that's where Splendid Spoon comes in. Splendid Spoon gives you the fuel that you need to tackle everything on your plate with plant-based, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. Lately, I've been loving their garden minestrone soup, which my husband also absolutely loves. It's like this next level soup that even my toddler likes. The best part is that their meals always leave me feeling energized and healthy. And I know that the ingredients I'm putting into my body and my family's bodies is legit. And if plant-based eating doesn't seem like your vibe, I promise you that you feel different after giving Splendid Spoon a try. Splendid Spoon takes the work out of eating healthy. Choose from over 50 ready-to-eat meals shipped right to your door on repeat. From breakfast smoothies to lunch bowls to noodle dinners and light soups for reset days. Easily customize your meal plan to fit your schedule. Plus, eating plant-based food can have benefits like improved energy, sleep, digestion, complexion. And with Splendid Spoon, it's so easy to add more plant-based meals to your busy routine. Fuel up for busy days with Splendid Spoon. Get started today and get $120 off your first three boxes at splendidspoon.com/Gabby. That's $120 off at splendidspoon.com/Gabby. I hope you're loving this episode. When I was backstage at this event with Lewis, I was getting my makeup done. And the makeup artist said to me, "How is your skin looking so damn good?" That's literally what she said. And I started to brag about one of our sponsors for the show because it's been the key ingredient to making my skin glow. It's Live Conscious Beyond Collagen. It's a game changer, not only for my skin, but my nails and my hair. But the thing is this. A lot of people are not aware of how important collagen is. They think, oh, it's in my skincare or I put it on my face in the morning. No. Your skin actually isn't the best way to get collagen because collagen molecules are too large to permeate the first few dermal layers of your skin. By supplementing your diet, you can replenish your lost collagen, benefiting not only how you look, feel, but also how you move because it supports your joints too. The good news is retaining your youthful allure is just as easy as one scoop with your coffee in the morning. So one scoop of Beyond Collagen, not only are you absorbing five different types of collagen with 20 amino acids, but it's supercharged with vitamin C, which helps your body produce more collagen and biotin for enriched hair and nail growth. Biotin people, no joke. For a limited time, you can get your next purchase of Beyond Collagen with an exclusive 15% off for Dear Gabby listeners only. Simply go to weliveconscious.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby anywhere on the site. Again, that's weliveconscious.com/Gabby for an extra 15% off. That's on top of their standard savings, valid for Beyond Collagen, as well as their entire line of 23 unique offerings designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit.
I am so proud of her. I am so proud of her. Because Because she just took a mustard seed of belief and faith and just ran with it and multiplied it and became a woman who is making a major impact in the world, not just in this room or on a podcast or publicly, in moment-to-moment situations. At the deli last night, when I just am riffing with this guy about my 17 years of sobriety, and he looks at me and he goes, I have 62 years. And just feeling connected to the human race, feeling as though not only my words or my work can elevate, but knowing that my presence is enough. And we all have that truth, that capacity, that magnitude within us. And we all have unique ways in which we will express it. But we may be blocking it. And right now, I want you to just notice one of the biggest blocks is the victim mentality of, I can't get out of this. And every single person in this room may or may not, maybe a few of you don't, but most of us in this room may be living right now in a way where you're thinking, well, how am I going to get over this part of my life? Or how can I transcend that? Or how can I get there? I interviewed a lot of you guys yesterday in the elevators, in the lobby. You didn't realize it, but I was interviewing you. And I got really clear about what's up. It's the belief system that's lacking that we all need to transcend. And I hope that this moment in time can be a quantum shift for you. I believe that if you want that, that this moment in time with me can be a quantum shift for you. I want to honor the difficult stuff first, though, because as the beautiful Sufi poet Rumi said, the wound is the place where the light enters you. Take a look at the wounds in your life. Maybe you could start to see that loss of that job as your opportunity to finally step into your entrepreneurial dream. Or you could see that divorce as an opportunity for you to get closer to your truth, heal yourself, love yourself more than you ever could have imagined. Or you could see that loss of a loved one as an opportunity to get closer to a spiritual connection of your own understanding. And when we decide to see those difficult moments in our life with that vision of belief and hope and faith that there could be something better, that's when everything opens up. That's when invisible doors open for us. That's when the universe starts to conspire. We all in this moment have something that we've been suffering from, but we have two choices of how we're going to see it. We can see it through the lens of fear, or we can see it through the lens of hope and optimism and a belief system beyond our wildest dreams. We can. And some of you might be sitting there being like, oh, this sounds really nice. She sounds really nice. Yeah, but F you, you know? I don't believe that. So just keep riding with me because I'm going to show you how. This is the plan. This is the deal, guys. The universe is always a yes for what you put out. The universe is always a yes. Always a yes. And so you might think you're a yes for that big money, or you might think you're a yes for that baby on the way, or you might think you're a yes for that romance that's going to change you forever, or a yes for that entrepreneurial career, or a yes for that audience, or a yes for that microphone, whatever that yes might be for you. And yes, there's a part of you that is, I want that, I'm ready for that. But there's another part of you that's really blocking the yes. And that part of you is the part that doesn't believe you're worthy of it. This is a human condition. We are not taught that we have this magnitude of greatness within us. I'm going to really use that word, greatness. We're not taught to be in the belief that we have a magnitude of greatness. No, as children, we get these moments of no's, we get these moments of shutdown, we get traumatized experiences, feelings of being inadequate, unlovable, not good enough, feelings of terror and fear frozen in our body. All of us, the human condition, we are not immune to those moments in time in those early days that create these exiled parts of us that just hide out, never want to come out of the closet, run for fear, and just say, no way, never want to go there again. And that's when we build up a lot of other parts of ourselves. We build up a lot of protection mechanisms. And one of those protection mechanisms that I want to talk about today is the belief that we're not worthy. Because if we don't start to address that protector part of us, we could do all the things. We could write the best book, or we could date the best guys, or we could do everything out there that seems appropriate, but it won't hit. Or it'll get there and it'll just fall apart. Our internal condition is what allows us to become the magnet for that which we desire. And it's not always necessarily something outside of us. It's a true feeling inside. It's funny, I saw Matt backstage, Lewis's numero uno. And I was like, Matt, you know, it's so interesting to see you right now because I saw you 7 years ago. And that was the last time I saw him on the balcony at Lewis's house. And I was like, listen, dude, I was in such a dark place then. I didn't even know some of the stories that needed to be revealed for me. I just want to acknowledge that you held space for me at that time. And I'm going to let you know that I'm really proud that I'm really in a great state of peace right now. And so we have these moments where we don't believe. I want you to think about it for a second. What is an area of your life? And you can just shout it back to me. What's an area of your life where you're like, I don't know if I believe that yet? Something that's lacking faith. Financial responsibility. Career. Okay, got you. Focus. Okay. Relationships, being a good mom. Beautiful. There's a lot of honesty in this room. Discipline. Okay, so everybody tracking with me that we have a part of us. It's not that we are not worthy. It's that we have a part of us that doesn't believe we are. And so often what we're going to do, and I was talking about this actually backstage with the makeup artist, Kat, who's so beautiful. And I was talking about this and she said, yeah, this feels like we almost override that part of ourselves and we push it down and push past it. But what would happen if we decided to befriend it? What would happen if we allowed ourselves to just witness that part of us that may not be in full belief right now? And instead of saying, yes, I can, or I'm going to fake it till I make it, or I'm going to affirm what I desire, which all are beautiful ways of living. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. But there's a deeper underbelly of grounded belief that must come through in order for you to truly step into this life that you want to live. And so instead of overriding that lack mentality, that fear, that unworthiness, I want you to open up your capacity to get curious about it. Just get curious about it. Befriend it. I mean, how different would your life be if instead of every time you felt that feeling of unworthiness, you just picked up the drink or did more work or you burnt yourself out? But instead, what would happen if you were just like, oh, there's that part of me again. And I want to send it a lot of love and compassion, some curiosity, generosity. How different would that feel for you? What it does is it softens the edges. It allows you to be open to the fact that there's no bad part of you. There's just a lot of protection mechanisms that are in your way of changing that core belief system. And so I want to give you a moment for a potential quantum shift right now. You want it? Can I hear a little bit more of wanting? Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah, I knew you could bring it. So taking into that one part of you right now, that part of you that doesn't believe you're worthy of this desire that you want to bring into your life. And that desire could just be simply inner peace, tranquility. It doesn't have to be a thing. And I want you to just tap into that part of you right now and check in. Maybe just take a deep breath for a moment, let it go. Check into your body. Notice where that feeling of lack or the feeling of unworthiness. I don't want to name it for you, the feeling that doesn't believe that you're worthy yet. Notice where it lives in your body. Where do you feel it? You can scream it to me. Your chest, your throat, everybody knows where they feel it right away. Very good. Where else? Jaw. Mine's in my jaw. My jaw's all messed up. I'm still working with my jaw. Yep. Where else do you feel it? Solar plexus. Okay, great. Does it have a shape or a color? Just notice what you notice. Does it have a shape, a color? Black, okay. And what do you know about that part of you? Does it have an age or a gender or a vision of a time in your life? 6 years old, okay, beautiful. Keep checking in with what you know. And let's ask this part of you in this moment, just seeing it as this separate part of you, what do you need right now? Just whatever comes to your mind, what comes to your mind? What do you need? love, compassion. Okay, excelente. Compassion, love. What else? Faith. What else? Fun. Yes. What else? Elevation, safety. What else? To be seen, accepted. Connection, courage. Okay, you guys are rocking it. Okay, what I am noticing right here, right now, is that while there's this part of you that's saying, okay, I'm not worthy, there's a really expansive part of you, which is known as self with a capital S. It's the calm, courageous, creative, committed, compassionate part of who you are that is the all-knowing internal parent. And so what would happen in those moments when we noticed that disbelief come up and we just started to lean into the other energy, the energy of compassion?
I hope you're enjoying this talk. It was such a beautiful talk to give. And I love my friend Lewis Howes so much. And that summit of greatness was so awesome to be at. But I just want to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. And this is actually a sponsor that might surprise you. I am a bit of a car nerd. I'm sure everyone listening has already heard of the luxury car Lexus. I've loved their cars forever, but my favorite thing about them is that they never stop improving their vehicles. There's such attention to detail, which for this mama is extremely important. The Lexus RX is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was first introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. So they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together. Like it includes the first ever 5HF Sport Performance Hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. There's something that's majorly important to me when I have my family in the car, and especially when I'm driving in the city and there's so many people just walking into the middle of the street. This car has their pre-collision system that can slow the car down when it detects a pedestrian in its path. And this is such an amazing added value feature because it really allows me to drive with more ease. And like I said, especially when I'm in the city. Just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You manifest what you believe, just like Oprah said. If you're loving this episode and you want more, I have a gift for you because you are a super attractor and you are already manifesting. Here it is. I'm giving you my two most requested meditations, and they're all about manifesting. I'm so excited to share this with you. Just accept this generous gift from the universe and from me. For instant access to these two manifesting meditations for free, go to deargabby.com/free meditations. That's deargabby.com/free meditations.
And it's just simple. Notice the feeling, where it is in your body. What do you know about it? What does it need? You're going to hear it right away. I need more fun. I need some commitment. I need some compassion. I need some kindness, whatever that word comes for you. And so I want you to just give yourself a somatic experience of what that feels like. Just place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly. And I want you to just notice now that potential of curiosity. Yeah, I'm willing to be curious about this part of me. And I want to be really compassionate towards it. And just for a moment, just say whatever comes to mind, whether it's courage or compassion, or if it's breath, and just connect to it. What does that feel like? Take a deep breath in and let it go. Another deep breath in and let it go. What does that feel like? Calm, release, peace and self-love. What was that? Wholeness. This is it, guys. We spend so much of our day overriding our feelings of unworthiness so that we never have to face into those impermissible feelings of being unlovable and inadequate. But what if we started to build up some tools The first one to strengthen our belief is to just calm the part of us that doesn't believe. To be that soothing internal parent for the part that doesn't believe. Because think about it, if you're a little part that's like a kid part, it's, I don't believe, it's just running all day. How could you possibly let belief set in? You're gonna like put up that vision board and that little part's gonna be like, no way! Or you're gonna ask for help and then you're gonna feel so scared that you asked for what you wanted. But what if you just gave yourself a moment to pause and connect to that part and be really calm with it and compassionate? It can relax. And in that space, you collect all this energy of the truth of who you are, belief. And it's just a mustard seed of adjustment, just a molecule of adjustment. The goal here is just to add up those molecules. It's not like we just overnight are like, I believe. We could have that. Maybe today I'll just give you a quantum shift. But we have these moments of miracles that we want to add up along the way. The other thing that's a big block is the lack mentality. Anybody have a lack mentality? Okay. So this is a little bit more subtle shift that you can bring into your moment-to-moment experience. So think for a moment about how it feels when you're in that lack story. Just give me 2 seconds, throw it at me. What's the feeling of the lack? Heaviness, okay. Scared, fear, okay. Where do you feel it in your body? Like cold in the chest. Okay, so it sucks, right? Right now, don't do anything other than this. Think about 5 things that you really appreciate in your life. Think about 5 things. Maybe even close your eyes and just hold your heart again and just give yourself permission to just think about those 5 things that you appreciate in your life. Just right into it, right into it. See smiles in the audience. What do you feel? What do you feel? Family. And what's the feeling? What's the feeling of that appreciation? Safety, love, gratitude. Physically, what does it feel like? Warm. Lots of warmth. Okay, this is a subtle shift, but it's still a miracle moment. Whenever, and this is going to require your awareness of the parts that show up for you. So as you're walking through your day, if you start to garner some self-awareness, okay, I'm in that lack story again. Instead of just flipping the switch and saying, I'm going to believe in abundance or I'm going to believe in miracles, I want you to actually just pause and feel into the appreciation and then get into that 5 things that you appreciate. And then I want you to reach for more, and I want you to reach for more, and I want to reach for more and reach for more, because the moment that you grab a hold of that momentum of that appreciation, you want to just amplify it, magnify it, and let that feeling take over you. My friend Kat, the makeup artist, was like, yeah, sometimes I feel that feeling and I feel like I have to stop it because it's not true. Anybody got that? Yeah. No. Right here, right now, Gabby Bernstein is telling you that is your truth. You can decide that right now. That is your truth. Your truth is the feeling of appreciation, the feeling of grace, the feeling of joy. And we have this lack of belief at all times. We also compare ourselves so often, right? We're always comparing. Anybody comparing yourself to other people? A big antidote to comparison is to really witness that those moments when you're comparing, you actually want to just flip that a bit and say, okay, I see that woman with the boyfriend and I really want that boyfriend and I'm comparing myself, but see it instead as what I call driftwood. It's a sign from the universe that this desire is on the way. Can you do that with me right now? Okay. Anybody in this room want to be on a stage with a microphone at some point? And let's get real. Anybody in this room looking at Lewis and Gabby and all these people being, oh, I'll never, that's not going to be who I, how could I do that? Anyone? Honesty? Yeah. Honesty? Okay. Okay. I want you right here, right now, those of you who raised your hand, to look and be with me and close your eyes and feel into my presence and know that what you see right here, right now is driftwood. It's a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of what is coming. It's a reflection of how God will use you. Give yourself those subtle shifts of believing. Those subtle moments of believing, because all that fear that we have that it won't be or I can't get there is really a beautiful moment of just looking. That fear is a sign that I'm relying on my own strength. I wouldn't be standing here in front of you guys right now, 17 years sober, the mother of Oliver, the wife of Zach, author of 9 books, BFF with Lewis Howes. Come on now. I would not be standing here with these storylines, but most importantly, I would not be standing here with the most incredible sense of inner peace and joy and gratitude for life and full-blown connection to every energy being that I encounter. If I did not have that belief system that there is a presence beyond my own helping and supporting me, when we think that it's our way or the highway, when we think that I'm the one, my will is making it happen. Anybody got that? If I don't do it, nobody else will. And we don't allow ourselves to just tap into a spiritual connection of our own understanding. That doesn't have to be religious. It could be your intuition, your inner knowing, inspiration, grandma, whoever. And there was a period in time for me, 7 years into my career. I had half a dozen books. I'd been on Oprah. I was traveling all over the world. At this one point in time, I was just having a lot of outward successes, but I still felt terrified. I still felt like I had to keep it going, push it forward. I was relying on my own strength. And remember, I went from a talk in Germany, got off the stage, got on an airplane, went to a talk in London, got off the stage, got on another airplane to do a red eye to Canada. On that red eye to Canada, I was just like, girlfriend, did you really want this? And I'm feeling all this pressure and all this anxiety, and I'm working on a next book while I'm on the plane. It was just so much chaos that I had wanted, but it was now, I don't believe I'm still worthy of this. And it was so much energy. And so I, instead of trying to find a way to fix it, I just asked the universe to show me a sign that I'm reconnected. Show me a sign that I'm being guided. I don't even know what that sign should be. Just you'll make it like a billboard. I want to see that sign. I show up in my green room in Canada the next morning, and I'm the last speaker of the day. So it was really nice. It was like closing the show in the morning. And I'm sitting in the green room by myself, which was really pleasant. And I started to meditate and get grounded. And I was like, show me my sign. And all of a sudden, I just started to feel this energy just moving behind me. And it felt as though there was these angel wings taking over my shoulders. And my arms started to expand. And I just started feeling elevated. And I just kept holding this vision of this angel behind me. And I took that energy with me onto the stage, much like this. And I felt that presence of that angelic force behind me. And that angelic force was expanding all the way to both sides of the stage. And I just held that and felt that and connected to that. And in that truth gave such a beautifully empowered, aligned, channeled talk. And I stepped off the stage and just felt so whole and connected. And I walked back into the green room, and there was only one person in the room. It was my friend's husband. He didn't know me very well. And he picked up this charm off of the table, and it was a little angel wing. And on the back, it said, believe. And he handed it to me, and he said, I don't know why, Gabby, but I think this is for you. And I read the believe on the back of the angel wing. I said, yeah, man, that's totally mine. Thank you so much. A year later, I'm back in Canada, and I'm doing a book signing. This young woman runs up to me and she goes, Gabby, I saw you last time you were in Canada and I left you this angel wing that says believe. Too bad you can't see it. It says believe. You believe me. Oh, thank you. Well, she said, you look like an angel. I believe that there is always an angelic presence of energy, support, love, and connection within us and around us, guiding us and protecting us. And you can believe whatever that means to you. I don't care what you call it. I just care that you call upon it.
I want you to know I believe in all of you. I believe so deeply in your capacity, your ability to heal. I believe in your desires. I believe that you're already living them. I believe in you, and I'm proud of you. Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.